Welcome to UBP Podcast. My name is Cédric Lebert. I'm an investment specialist and fund selector at UBP. And today we are discussing the June performance of the Long Short Japan Corporate Governance Fund. What happened in June 2021? Well, the strategy was successfully launched on the 14th of July 2020 with 30 long positions and 60 shorts. The gross exposure was maintained within plus minus 10% of the 200% target. We took profits on 11 positions from the 25th to the 20th of June. Due to its trading activity, the net exposure expanded slightly on the 25th of June to minus 3.3%. This was reduced to plus 0.5% when the trades were completed on the 28th. Outside this one day, in line with our investment philosophy, net exposure was maintained within plus minus 2%, and net exposure for each sector was maintained within plus minus 1%. What about assets under management? They stood at US$97 million as at the 25th of June 2021. Talking about performance, after a minus 4% dip in April, in reaction to a pickup in COVID cases and reimposition of a lockdown in Tokyo and Osaka, the Japanese stock market regained most of the decline in May and June as the vaccination program gained momentum. The Long Short Japan Corporate Governance Strategy performed extremely well in May, rising over 3%. June started off well with strong performance from the long side. However, the longs underperformed in the second and third weeks. The long side saw some recovery in the last week of June. Nonetheless, the strategy ended the month down minus 0.63%. This brings the year-to-date return to plus 4.73%. In total, the strategy generated positive returns during 30 of the 50 weeks since inception. There were only 8 weeks with negative returns larger than minus 0.5%, compared with 20 weeks with returns greater than plus 0.5%. The maximum drawdown was minus 2.51%, and the cumulative return since inception is plus 12.41% with a volatility of 5.4%. Since inception, four sectors made large positive contributions to performance: tech and media, consumer, staples, and chemicals. Four sectors, automotive, machinery, utilities, and materials, made moderate positive contributions, while the electronics and financial sectors made neutral contributions. Only one sector, healthcare, made a significant negative contribution, while transport and real estate made modest negative contributions. In the healthcare sector, the longs have lagged the market, whereas the shorts have outperformed. While maintaining strict risk control of the individual position sizes, we remain confident in the governance characteristics, fundamentals, and valuation mispricing of our positions in this sector. The healthcare sector's performance has been recovering over the past 2 months. What about portfolio activity? Well, after the strong performance in May, we did a thorough review of the portfolio at the end of June. This resulted in 11 trades, 2 longs and 9 shorts. On the long side, the trades were to take profit on large outperformers. Similarly, 6 of the trades on the short side were to take profit on large underperformer. The remaining 3 short trades were to switch to more attractive companies after large relative stock price moves. The profit taking with exit was in 2 long positions in the following sector: automotive, the stock was up plus 48%, and machinery plus 25% in 6 months. On the short side, with the market up 26%, we took profit on 6 short positions that underperformed the market significantly in the following sectors: consumer, underperformance of minus 22%, electronics, minus 29%, real estate, underperformance of minus 22%, materialized, minus 29%, staples, underperformed by minus 30%, and tech and media, underperformed by minus 48%. Each of the names were replaced by another company in the same sector with appropriate governance and risk-reward characteristics. We replaced 3 positions in the short side with more attractive shorts in the following sectors: electronics, underperformed by minus 5%, and 2 companies in the healthcare sector, underperformance of minus 12% and 8%. We believe the replacement stocks provide a better risk-reward balance after the underperformance of our previous holdings and the large outperformance of the replacement stocks. We also cut the position size of one short position in the transport sector. While the governance of this company remains poor and we believe it is significantly overvalued, we reduced the position size as it has risen to more than 0.5% above our target weight. We also used cash inflows to rebalance a number of other stock and sector positions to target weights. In conclusion, the Japanese economy is still in the process of recovering from the slowdown caused by the COVID-19 crisis. The country's slow vaccine rollout led to a slower recovery than those seen in Europe and in the US. However, with inoculations now picking up pace, we expect Japan to soon catch up to its rivals. Japanese corporate profits in the process of recovering, having fallen because of the negative impact of COVID-19, had on the economy. The market is currently in the process of factoring this recovery in and into share prices. For proactive companies, our long candidates, we expect to see increases in corporate earnings over the medium term and further improvements to corporate governance, which should boost capital efficiency and profitability metrics like return on equity. We also expect to see further efforts from Japanese companies to expand their international spheres of influence, as well as improvement to productivity through digital transformation efforts. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. Feel free to contact us for any questions or visit our website, ubp.com.